This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbad Deoba says all three tiers of election will be held in a peaceful manner in the country. Leaders of five ruling alliance consult with constitutional experts regarding upcoming elections. Experts suggest amending laws inconsistent with constitution. Health Ministry reports 6,462 new COVID cases in Nepal. Health Ministry says 88% of COVID infections are of Omicron variant. And US orders families of embassy staff to leave Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbad Deoba has said all three tiers of election will be held in a peaceful manner in the country. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of 21st Establishment Day of Armed Police Force yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said the government was committed to conduct the election in a peaceful, fair and impartial environment. Prime Minister Deoba also directed the concerned security bodies to maintain peace, order and security in the country. Prime Minister Deoba also lauded the role of armed police force during disaster and border security. The constitutional experts have furnished suggestions to amend laws that are inconsistent with the constitution. In a meeting held with the top leaders of the ruling alliance, including Prime Minister Sherbad Deoba in Balwadar yesterday, the constitutional experts made suggestions to amend some acts that are inconsistent with the constitution for upcoming elections. Maoist centre leader Deb Gurung said the suggestions were received from the experts to amend the inconsistent laws. Leader Gurung further said a consensus was forced to go for the amendment process after having preparation among the leaders of the ruling alliance. A total of 6,462 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 17,437 samples. Meanwhile, 1,416 people recovered from the COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry also reported 4 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,655 in the country so far. Meantime, the Health Ministry said 88% of the infected cases were of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. In the Health Ministry's media briefing yesterday, Ministry's joint spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said 28 cases of Omicron variant were confirmed out of 32 samples tested through gene sequencing. The silent period of National Assembly elections slated for January 26 has begun from midnight yesterday. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudal said election-related campaign had been prohibited from midnight. In a press statement released by the Commission yesterday, the Commission ordered that the publicity materials and electoral signs should be removed from the polling centres and campaigning through digital platforms such as Facebook and Viber are also forbidden. The Commission urged one and all to comply with the Election Code of Conduct. The country imported goods and services worth 999 billion 342 million and 700,000 rupees in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. Similarly, it exported goods and services worth 118 billion 850 million rupees in this period. Nepal has imported goods from 141 countries and the largest import was from India. Trade statistics of the first 6 months of the current fiscal year 2021-22 released by the Department of Customs shows that the import increased by 59.13% while the export went up by 955.48% during the period. The National Examinations Board, NEB, has started preparations to conduct this year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, in the month from mid-April to mid-May. Similarly, it is planning to hold the Grade 12 examinations in the month between mid-May to mid-June after administering SEE. National Examination Board Chair Dr. Mahashram Sharma urged the students to prepare for the examinations as the board has started the preparations to conduct the SEE and Grade 12 examinations respectively. The board said the schedule of the examination would, however, be published after some days. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Kant has taken stock of the COVID-19 situation at the border points with neighbouring India from chief ministers and chief district officers of various districts. The Home Minister's press coordinator Madhusudan Bhattarai said the minister in a telephonic conversation yesterday inquired about the virus situation from Lumbini Province Chief Minister Kulprasad KC and Madhya Province Chief Minister Lal Babu Raut and CDOs of 12 districts. The Home Minister inquired about the situation of infection rate and arrangements for COVID-19 tests as well as for holding centres for infected people. CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Ohli has called for holding the local level elections within the period fixed by the Constitution. Issuing a press release on contemporary political issues yesterday, Chairman Ohli said that the ruling coalition has brought a proposal of holding the election to the House of Representatives in coming mid-April to mid-May, which is likely to increase political confusion. The 15-point press release issued by the UML Chair states that serious imbalance and deviation has been seen in the nation's external relations that the government has covered up the true statistics related to the economy. The Medical Education Commission has urged one and all to remain aware and alert about the negative impact of the misleading information on sensitive issue like examination. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Commission clarified that the integrated entrance exam for various educational programs for postgraduate level were held in an organized and disciplined manner in various four places across the country, including Kathmandu Valley, on January 22nd and 23rd. The Commission said that its attention was drawn towards the misleading news that the question papers were leaked prior to the entrance exam. The press statement signed by the Member Secretary of the Commission, Dr. Bhosra Sarma Kafli, said that the Commission had requested the Central Investigation Bureau to carry on investigation into three candidates who were attempting to do wrongful act in the entrance exam. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The U.S. has ordered the relatives of its embassy staff in Ukraine to leave amid rising tension in the region. The State Department has also given permission for non-essential staff to leave and urged U.S. citizens in Ukraine to consider departing. In a statement, it said there were reports that Russia is planning significant military action against Ukraine. Russia has denied claims that it is planning to invade Ukraine. The State Department also warned people not to travel to Russia due to the ongoing tension and potential for harassment against U.S. citizens. The head of the German Navy has resigned over controversial comments he made over Ukraine. Kay Achim Snobach said the idea that Russia wanted to invade Ukraine was nonsense. He added that all President Vladimir Putin wanted was respect. BBC says a number of countries have supplied weapons to Ukraine, including the US and UK. But Germany has refused Ukraine's request for ammunition. A Taliban delegation led by Acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi has started 3 days of talks in Oslo with Western government officials and Afghan civil society representatives. Starting on Sunday, the closed-door meetings in the Norwegian capital will see Taliban representatives meeting with women's rights activists and human rights defenders from Afghanistan and from the Afghan diaspora. According to Al Jazeera, the delegation will be pushed on promises to uphold human rights in return for access to billions of dollars in fraudulent humanitarian aid. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far West province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 13.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbat Udoba says all three tiers of election will be held in a peaceful manner in the country. Leaders of five ruling alliance consult with constitutional experts regarding upcoming elections. Experts suggest amending laws inconsistent with constitution. Health Ministry reports 6,462 new COVID cases in Nepal. Health Ministry says 88% of COVID infections are of Omicron variant. And US orders families of embassy staff to leave Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.